Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Anthony Cosi, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, July 14th, 2019, the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Father Anthony.
I think it's no rumor that I'm still moving in. I have boxes and painting to do. But also what makes this a little more complicated is my brother and his wife just bought a home. So typically when you move into a new home, your family's there to help you move in boxes and paint and do all those sorts of things. So my family's kind of been doing double duty back and forth. And these past few days, it's been 90, 100 degrees, and people's temperatures and moods change when the weather changes. And even inside of myself, I kind of felt that little angst, you know? And I could realize it's really easy to sometimes just kind of fly off the handle or say things or do things. So kind of, you know, that internal tension. And I began to think about that, how easy it is sometimes to say or do things to our family members that we normally wouldn't say or do to our friends or other people. Why do we do that? Why do you think that we will say things to our family members that we wouldn't normally say to other people? Well, I think it says something. Because if we tell our friends what we really thought sometimes, they would say, goodbye, we're done, but our family has to love us. Whether or not they want to be in the same room with us is another question, but our family has to continue to love us, right? I think it says something. They trust our love. Families trust our love. So these relationships that we're in, we act in different ways. That's kind of the message of the gospel today. There's a man who's coming to Jesus and asking him, how do I have to act in front of certain people? What can I say? What do I have to do? What can I get away with? What do I not have to do? He was a scholar of the law. He studied the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. And so he knew them inside and out. So he wanted to debate with Jesus because he wanted Jesus to give him an answer. Once he gave him an answer, he would know where Jesus stood. He could put Jesus kind of in a box. He could compartmentalize Jesus. And once he knew where Jesus stood, then he could dismiss him. Where are you? What's your type of interpretation? What's your school of thought? Are you a Pharisee? Are you a Sadducee? Once I know, then I know where you stand, and then I can dismiss you. But Jesus is a lot smarter than that, right? He's a lot brighter. He's sharper than that. So he circumvents the guy's question. The guy's question is, who is my neighbor? And Jesus says, who am I a neighbor to? He wants the man to think about that question. Who am I a neighbor to? So Jesus does that by giving a parable. Three men approach this beggar, or they walk by the beggar in his story. They're walking from Jericho to Jerusalem. And that route was kind of a priestly route. Jericho was a suburb of Jerusalem, or a small town outside of Jerusalem, where a lot of priests lived. Priests were the ones who went to the temple, offered up sacrifice. Priests were also of the Levite class. There were 12 tribes of Israel. The Levite tribe, they were the ones that were the priestly class. From their group, certain men were selected to be priests. Not all Levites were priests, but all priests were Levites. So the first man kind of walking by is a priest. And the majority of people that would have been walking this route were from Jericho, where a lot of priests live, a lot of Levites live. So there's a high probability that that man in the ditch is a Levite. And there's another probability that he could possibly be a priest. So the first person that Jesus proposes to walk by the beggar is a priest. And what does he do? He's walking by his fellow coworker, a person that he knows very well. Somebody says, I'm not going to touch you, and walks by. type of family member, right? Second person comes by. If you didn't get it on the first one, who walks by? A Levite. So there's a high probability that this other man was a Levite too. And he walks by his fellow countrymen, his fellow kin. Doesn't want anything to do with him. He's too busy. The third person walks by. Not a family member. Actually a complete enemy. A Samaritan. The Samaritans didn't like the Jews, and the Jews didn't like the Samaritans. The Samaritans were thought of as being kind of mutts, because when they were in exile, the Jewish people stood away from people that weren't Jewish. They didn't marry non-Jews. But the Samaritans thought, well, we can marry these other people from this other land. They were mutts, or to use a term from Harry Potter, they were muggle bloods sort of thing. They had interbred with other people. They had intermixed their blood. So they didn't like each other. Actually, we know that they hated each other to a certain extent, because some of the Samaritans even killed some of the priests when they were on their way to the temple. We hear that from the history of Israel. And the Jewish people didn't defile themselves when they went into the temple. Like how we mark ourselves with water, reminding us of our baptism, that cleansing that we had. The Jewish people had purity laws. And one of them was you didn't touch dead animals, dead things before you went into the temple. So these Samaritans decided to get a bunch of bones from dead bodies and throw them into the temple just to taunt the Jewish people. So you could see these stories being passed on from generation to generation. Well, my great-grandfather said, my great-grandmother said, da-da-da-da-da, we don't like your people sort of thing. So all that animosity is built up, and so they think, we don't want to be around you at all. So when Jesus says a Samaritan comes by and sees a Jewish man in the ditch, what does that Samaritan man do? Does he get all angry and let his emotions dominate him and who he was? No. He does his duty, what is meant for his common man, and cares for that person, takes care of another human being who is in need. So Jesus says to him, who was more neighbor to him? And the man says, the Samaritan, a complete enemy. And so he says, go and do likewise. Be a neighbor to other people. Don't worry about who your neighbor is. Be a neighbor to other people. That's the call of the Christian, right? Who am I a neighbor to? I am a neighbor when I do the will of God. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, and with all your soul. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself, right? My neighbor, I am the neighbor to another person. My family, the panhandler, my enemies, I have opened up an opportunity for them. Now, how we treat them is different, right? But we are to show them an opportunity of love. Doesn't mean we let them walk over us like a doormat. Sometimes we have to stick up for ourselves, right? Sometimes we just don't throw out money at somebody. We have to use prudence. But we have to be neighbor to other people that we encounter. St. Augustine said that in this parable, Jesus is the Good Samaritan, and you are the beggar lying in the ditch. God has shown you great mercy. How are you going to do likewise for other people?
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.